for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday morning, November the 30th, 2019. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the morning, teaching on the final seduction. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
I saw one story about a man who had started being kidnapped by these things when he was a little boy. And they would take him, and they would do things to him. And he was tormented. He was 50-something years old. And the man that had some understanding led him to Jesus. And he broke that. And the next time they showed up, he rebuked them in Jesus' name. They never showed up again. But we have power and authority over them. Don't go out looking for them. Don't be chasing Bigfoot. Nothing but a Nephilim. It's the same thing as Bigfoot. It's the other. There's so many encounters you can't deny. They're out there. All the histories have them. They're out there. All sorts. I have another teaching on supernatural creatures. Maybe I'll do it again here one time. But I'm going to tell you, all these things that we call fairy tales, all these people used to engage the dark side all the time, and they showed up here on earth. And I've cast fairies out of people, and gnomes, and trolls, the spirits. But they'll show up in the natural if you play with them. I had a man call me, him and a young banker in my town, and he said, well, what do you think about Bigfoot and going, you know, we go out every weekend and go have encounters. I said, here's what I think. I said, you're dealing with a supernatural creature that is a mixture, and it's darkness, it's demonic. And I said, we may cast demons out of people, and we may go cleanse houses and properties, but we don't go get entertained by them. Do you know these people? These people that do... these people that do... they have shows on TV. I don't watch them. I wouldn't watch them because I'm not going to be entertained by them. But they got shows on TV. They're paranormal shows. People got machines and things like that. They're going to find a ghost in places. Keep an eye on them. What happens? They end up killing themselves. One of them, a man shot his wife and he killed himself. They're playing with fire. The only thing we're supposed to do with demonic things and fallen things is cast them out. Repent and tell them to go. If that's entertainment, I always tell people, if you're being entertained by darkness, darkness is going to entertain you. The world is being set up to believe that these beings who are no more or less than fallen angels are going to save mankind. I believe they'll claim to be the answer. They'll claim to be man's creators, or that they're sent by God as a higher creation to rescue us from our own calamities. Governments all over the world. There's a thing called disclosure that's going to come one day. The Antichrist. Listen. Consider this. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now lets will let until it be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all powers and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause shall God send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Who's it coming from? He's going to allow them. If you don't want him as God, he'll give you a God. He'll let you have the gods you want. Listen, when these things show up, then I want you to tell you, so there's going to be the Antichrist. But listen, so we've seen the goofy ones, right? The guys coming up saying, I'm Jesus, and they get a following. They got a spirit on them that draws people to them. The Moonies. There's four or five of them in the world that they can see. But they haven't done this. Matthew 24:24. There shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So there will be the Antichrist, and there will be the false prophet, but there's more showing up. And I'm going to tell you, when these things show up, they're going to look glorious. And they'll look probably like some kind of man, but maybe not. The supernatural people. The Antichrist, false prophet, listen, by the way, Hebrews 9:27 is appointed unto men once to die, and after this judgment, 2 Corinthians 5:10, we must all fear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Listen, it is appointed for every man to go to judgment after we die, at the resurrection. You won't be in the first one, by the way. Okay? But we're going to judgment. If you're born again, you get to go to the judgment seat of Christ. If you're not, there's another one at the end. The Antichrist and the false prophet do not go to judgment. They're already judged. I saw a great white throne, him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. That's telling you about the dead going to be judged. But look at the seed of the serpent, the Antichrist, the false prophet. They don't go to judgment. Revelation 19:20 said the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped the image, and they were both cast alive in the lake of fire burning with brimstone. They're already judged. They're not human. They may be mixtures, and that's what I believe they are. There's nothing new under the sun. Man can go to the lake of fire, but it was not made for man. He shall also say unto them, Matthew 25:41, that them are on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, they're working on transhumanism. You need to know why they've been working on and telling people about evolution. And it doesn't even scientifically work, yet it's been stuffed down people's throats. And it was the story. Now, some of these scientists that were Big Bang evolutionists are now leaning towards there was some kind of creator and intelligent design, but it ain't God. It's those beings. You understand? They're starting to shift because of the jest of the deception. But even with the seed of evolution, if they make you believe you're just an animal that's going to be evolved, it's not going to be a big deal to evolve to you into a superior being. Okay? So when the Antichrist comes along and the mark of the beast comes along, it's going to be a DNA thing in which you were then taking that mark and your DNA has changed and you're no longer human even. So ineligible to be saved.
My God.
Ineligible. And they have thrown not only I'm going to whip through some things because I want to pray. Okay? But they have thrown things. These things called avatars. They are planning for a superhuman. And listen, by the way, if you don't evolve and become a superhuman, you'd be a regular human who is less superior to a superhuman. Okay? That's their plan. So, here's some pictures that are out there of mixtures and things they're doing with DNA. How do you like that? That ear is not a mouse's ear growing on its back. It's an ear. They're mixing the DNA of humans and animals. The Avengers, every one of them is a mixture. They're preparing the souls of the kids and preparing people to want to become superhuman. Every one of them is a mixture. Every one of them. So you had in the Greek pantheon, you had Zeus and Hercules. You got the same thing in the Nordic one, except it's Odin and Thor. So both Odin and Zeus took women for wives and had a demigod mixture sons. It's the same story as what happened pre-flood that the Bible tells you, and now they're calling them mighty men of renown, the men of old, the heroes, and they got it there because they're preparing people to take on what's going to be offered as supernatural ability. And people have to go get kids, go watch it. Because the Bible says, my people perish or destroy us with lack of knowledge. I want to tell you that Freemasonry here's some, I mean, a lot of this, I'm just touching it. I didn't go deep in any of it, but there are places out there where they do places that you can go, steepwell.com. You can go in depth on that. But don't get off to where this becomes everything you do, but just know some truth and know what's coming and be able to tell people. We've got to be able to tell people. Freemasonry. So it's in their symbolism. Honestly, it's Baal worship. It goes back to Nimrodic Babel, but it goes beyond that to the sons of God taking the daughters of men for wives. And it has to do, man is the two-strand DNA. It has to do with adding the third strand to that. It has to do with the compass and the square, which means to the Mason, it's a compass and a square. To the uninitiated Mason, to the one that understands, it means heaven came to earth. Sons of God, the daughters of men for wife, male and female. For the sake of time, I'm not going to go into depth of that. But what I do at the end of this teaching is I'm going to take you through some prayer that we might see. That we won't be ones to be fooled and strip Freemasonry out of our bloodline. Amen? Okay. If I say I renounce and forsake all involvement in Freemasonry, any other lodge or craft, I renounce witchcraft, the principal spirit behind Freemasonry. I renounce Baphomet, spirit of Antichrist, Luciferian doctrine, idolatry, blasphemy, secrecy, deception, insecurity, love of position and power, love of money, avarice and greed, and pride, fear of death, fear of men, fear of trusting in the name of Jesus. Lord, I forgive my ancestors for all involvement. I break every ungodly soul tie. Every Mason in my bloodline. Every Eastern Star. And I thank you, Lord, for my brother, your minister, calls out these spirits. They're coming out of me. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come out. Come out, Baphomet. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, witchcraft. Come out, Antichrist. Come out, idolatry. Come out, blasphemy. Come out, secrecy. Come out, deception. Come out, love of position, love of power, love of money, greed. Get out, fear of death, fear of men, fear of trusting in Jesus. Get out, get out, get out, get out. The Lord rebukes you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath, let him go. Take a deep breath, let him go. So I renounce every position held in the lodge. My ancestors, including, but not limited to, Tyler, Master, Worshipful Master. I break the power of the rejection that went into my female ancestors as the husband kept his secrets in the lodge. Take a deep breath. Tyler, Master, Worshipful Master, come out of there in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Try not to touch each other in the name of Jesus. Let go. Let go. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, come out, Tyler. Come out, Master. Come out, Worshipful Master. I'll bind you. I'll break your power in the name of Jesus. Let him go. Let him go. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Rejection. Come on out of there. And the Eastern Star. Say, I reject the Eastern Star. So I renounce every spirit that came through the first degree. I renounce their effects on my throat and tongue. I renounce the hoodwink. Blindfold. Confusion. Fear of the dark. Fear of the light. Fear of sudden noises. I renounce every secret word, including Boaz. I renounce the error, the blasphemy, the noose around the neck, the fear of choking. Every spirit calls an asthma, hay fever, emphysema, and every other breathing difficulty. I renounce the compass point. pull the point out of your chest. Like this. Thank you, Lord, by faith. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I renounce the sword.
I renounce the sword.
The spear.
The spear.
Held against the breast.
Fear of death.
My stabbing pain.
Fear of heart attack.
Even heart attacks.
Take
a deep breath. Come out. Come out. Go, 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 go. That is the first degree. Let them go. Go, 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 go. Hoodwink. Blindfold. Confused. Fear of the dark. Fear of the light. Fear of the sudden noises. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. The noose around the neck. Come on. Fear of choking. Go, go, go. Asthma come out. Hay fever come out. Emphysema come out. COPD come out. Let them go. Go, 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 go. Pull those points out. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit in the chest from the point. Go, 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 go. Fear of death. Fear of death by stabbing. Fear of heart attack. Get out. Get out. Get out. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I pray you heal.
I pray you heal.
My throat.
My throat.
Vocal cord.
Vocal cord.
Nasal passage.
Sinus.
Sinus. Bronchial. Everything in my speech area. And release the word of God.
Release the word of God.
To me and my family. Take a deep breath. Come out every spirit of infirmity in the throat, the vocal cords, the nasal passages, the sinus, the bronchial tubes. Let them go. Go, 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 go. Receive your word, Lord. The word be sent. Heal and deliver them of all their destruction in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I renounce the oaths of the second degree. And I break the curse. In Jesus' name. Curse on the heart and chest. I renounce Joachim and Shibboleth. Secret words. I cut off and renounce emotional hardness, apathy, indifference, unbelief, deep anger. And I command these spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Joachim, Shibboleth, get out. All emotional hardness, apathy, indifference, unbelief, deep anger. Let them go. Deep anger. Go, go, go. Low-grade anger. High-grade anger. Explosive anger. Go, 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 go. Go in the name of Jesus. All unbelief. Deep. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Say, Lord, I thank you for healing my chest, my lungs,
my heart,
bronchial. In the name of Jesus. I repent for those oaths. I thank you for closing every spiritual knife wound. And I command these spirits to go. Deep breath, let them go. Go, 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 go. Infirmity in the chest, infirmity in the lungs, infirmity in the heart. Go, 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 go. Go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Take a deep breath, let them go. Let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. The Lord rebuke you. Lord, I thank you for a route. Route in the name of Jesus. Destroy the enemy, Lord. In Jesus' name. You did it. Open triumph, Jesus. You did it. It's all about you. Say, I renounce the third degree. All the oaths taken. I renounce the secret word. Mama phone.
My
chamber of
Jesus,
my Bilna, Tubal Cain, and all they need.
Go.
The death from the rose to the head.
Go.
The ritual murder. The fear of death.
Go.
False martyrdom. Fear of violent gang attack. Assault or rape. Helplessness. I renounce the false resurrection.
I renounce Osiris.
Hiram Abiff. I command these spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. I'll hop on. Get out of there. Tubal Cain. Go, 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 go. My command. Go, 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 go. Fear. Helplessness. Go, go, go. Every spirit that came in was unholy. Unholy resurrection. Go, 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 go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I renounce blasphemous kissing in the Bible on a witchcraft code. Cut off spirits of death. Witchcraft. Deception. In the name of Jesus. I pray for healing.
From
my stomach.
Gallbladder.
Womb. Liver. Any other organs in my body. In the Even if you're a male, you don't have a womb. It can pass to your children. So we just want to break that. So when I say these words, even if they're not inclusive, you're breaking it off of what's in your genetics that's passed down to these people. Okay. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I command.
I command.
Holy Spirits to go.
All spirits to go.
Including that spirit.
Including that spirit.
Open that knife wound.
Open that knife wound.
Take a deep breath. Go. Yeah. Witchcraft, deception, go, stomach, gallbladder, womb, liver, every spirit, every infirmity in these areas. Come out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus' name. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Let God's people go. And I renounce the all-seeing third eye. The eye of Horus. The eye of Seth. All false communion.
All mockery.
All unbelief.
Confusion.
Depression.
Depression.
In the name of Jesus.
I renounce
salvation by works.
Command
these spirits to go. Now let them go. Come out. Come on. Up and out. Third eye, be closed. Come out of there. Come out. I'm Horus. I'm Set. In the name of Jesus, with sparing eye, break your power. Get out. Lord, thank you for closing that eye. Get out. All mocking spirits, all religious mockery. Try not to close up with your arms, your hands, your legs. Please be open to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, be open to the Lord. Open to let things go. Let them go. Go. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Take a deep breath, sons and daughters. Let them go. You just will these things out. They're gone. Come up and out. Manifest and come up and out now. In the name of Jesus. Manifest. The light of the Lord shines on you. Say, Lord, I renounce all of Lucifer's life. He's not the light bearer. Jesus is the light of the world. So every Luciferian spirit, even the demon called Lucifer, come out now. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Go. Come out. Lucifer. In the name of Jesus. Go. All false light. All angels of light. Let them go. Say, I receive healing from sickness, infirmity, curse, affliction, addiction, disease, and allergies associated with these sins that I have confessed and renounced. And I thank you, Lord, for healing me. And as your spirit comes in, those spirits have to go. Take a deep breath. Get out of sickness. Get out of infirmity. Get out of curse. Get out of affliction. Get out of addiction. Get out of disease. Get out of allergies. In the name of Jesus. God says it's good as good. You can't stay. Brilliant. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We got a few minutes. We'll keep going a little bit. Cyberhouse. The point within the circles. The glow. The obelisk. The Asherahs, the groves, I renounce those works. I renounce the Eastern Star in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. Those spirits have to go. In the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go. In the name of Jesus. And then I use that of the Eastern Star, that of the Demolite, that of the Rainbow Girl. Go. That of the Daughters of Job. Get out. Say, I renounce. Demolite. Hiram Abiff. Renders of Prussia. Mika. Macha. Balaam. And the Masonic Adonai. I renounce the obligations of this earth. I renounce the great architect of the universe. In the name of Jesus.
I renounce the three famous assassins. I renounce manipulation. I renounce control. I renounce the 33rd degree. All degrees in between. I renounce the law. In the name of Jesus, I renounce drinking of communion. Wine from a human skull. I break these curses. In the name of Jesus, I command these spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Come on. Out, 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 out. In the name of Jesus, I command the phallic symbols to go. I command the female symbols to go. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. In the name of Jesus, say, I renounce Hermes.
I renounce Hermes.
The God of good fortune.
I renounce the curse of bankruptcy.
In my marriage, in my partnership, I loose myself from these curses. I renounce Hermes and his ill fortune over my finances. I renounce the oath to pluck with violence over my finances, over my inheritance in Christ, and my spiritual life. I renounce the stripping of all money, symbolized poverty. I denounce the false king, Freemasonry. I renounce the poor box. I renounce all manipulation towards giving, even my assets given by God to others where He didn't want me to give. I renounce. Go ahead and do this. On your ringer finger, on your right hand, not where one will wear a wedding band, but on that finger, say, I take off.
I take off.
Oh, good. The covenant ring of Freemasonry. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Say, I renounce all the gods and goddesses. The Persian gods and goddesses. The Greek gods and goddesses. The Egyptian gods and goddesses. The Celtic gods and goddesses. The African gods and goddesses. The voodoo gods and goddesses. The Santeria gods and goddesses. The Oriental gods and goddesses. By every name, by every culture, whatever they're called, I now renounce them. Every unholy pantheon, all unholy trinities, including Nimrod, Semiramis, Tammuz,
Osiris,
Isis, Horus, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Odin, Thor, the Valkyries, every god of death, every god of the underworld. I renounce
Jezebel.
Diana.
Diana.
Aphrodite.
Aphrodite.
I renounce
Gaia.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
I renounce.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus. All of these gods and all of the demons that came with them.
I renounce
the worshiping of ancestors and necromancy. And I repent
for invoking these gods.
I confess it is sin.
But
on behalf of, even because of my ancestors. And now I command.
Them
and trolls
and gnomes
and fairies
and vampires
and other supernatural creatures.
Demonic
beings.
To
get out of me now. In the name of Jesus. I repent for the fantasy.
Into the reality
of the supernatural world. And I command those spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Get out. 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 Get out of there. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Go, set. Go, city. Go, 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 raw. In the name of Jesus, get out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. In Jesus' name, Lord, rebuke you. Ahura Mazda, get out. In In the name of Jesus, God's the Lord Master, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. The Lord forgives you. In Jesus' name, Zeus, get out. In the name of Jesus, Titans, get out. Every Nephilim spirit, let them go. Let them go. Every hybrid spirit, in the name of Jesus. That's who you are anyway. Get out of there. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, let them go. The Lord rebukes you. I bind you. Now get out. In the name of Jesus, you stubborn one. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, Apollo. Say, I pronounce Apollo. And all of his works. Even from the medical field. In the name of Jesus. And anywhere else he's shown up. In entertainment. In the name of Jesus. I break Apollo. The power of those demons that took on his name. I command Apollo to go. Apollyon, the destroyer. Abaddon, the destroyer. Get out. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Let him go. Every thunder god. Every thunder god. Every lightning god. In the name of Jesus. Zeus and Odin. Let him go. Thor. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every lightning god. Every thunder god. Oxen. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus. Oxen. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Sununu. Sire. Get out. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, break your power in the name of Jesus. Get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus, the gods of South America, break your power too. Come out of there. The North American gods, we break your power. Every spirit worse than the Native American spirits. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name, come out. Say, I renounce the worship of animals. An inordinate affection of animals. And I renounce every animal spirit that my ancestors identified with. And if I ever did it, I repent. And I command these animal spirits to go in Jesus' name. Now come out of them. Come out. Come out. Crocodiles, come out. Water spirits, marine spirits, come out of there. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. That of the crocodile, come out of there. In the name of Jesus, the lions, the cheetahs, the cats, get out. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. Every serpent spirit, go, 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 go. Say, Father God, I'm asking you to send fire from the third heaven to burn up all counterfeit offerings, all altars. All unclean images set up in me. Let them be gone. By the power of the fire. From my God. Who's the God of Abraham. And Isaac. And Jacob. You're the God of Israel. You sent fire before. You'll send holy fire now. Take a deep breath. Every serpent come out of them. Every serpent burn up their nests, Lord. Burn up the spiders. Lord, burn up the webs. Burn them up. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Burn up those unholy altars. Burn up that counterfeit fire in the name of Jesus. Burn up the unholy waters in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Spirit of the buffalo, spirit of the deer, spirit of the rabbit, spirit of the turtle. Get out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every little man of the woods, every leprechaun, every little man, every mischievous one, everyone that torments and picks on them, go, go, by any name, by any culture. Take a deep breath. You who just pick on them, you trip them in the morning, you spill their coffee on them, you harass them during their day, we break their power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 let them go. In Jesus' name. Lord, I give you permission. Just take out of me every squatter whose legal rights have been broken, and you want out of me right now. I give you permission. It's you that's been delivering me. I want more. All that you have for me today, I receive. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Come on out. Come on out. You heard him. Ask the Lord. The Lord is good. Now you got to come out. 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 All the sorrow and all the grief from the time they were little people till now, from the womb to now, the sorrow, the grief, the mourning, the pain, the vexation, In the name of Jesus, I break the power of God of anger. I break the power of the God of fear. I break the power of God of unforgiveness and bitterness. Get out! Get out! Get out! In the name of Jesus. Every golden calf that's got the name of God on it, that's not you, Lord, has to come out. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. These are God's people. They belong to Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel. Let them go. Raise your hands to heaven if you would, Bible people. Children of God, the assembly of the Most High, sons and daughters of the living God, raise your hands. You want to receive. I bind that that's binding my brother in the name of Jesus. Come out of it, Donnie. I bind the enemy in Jesus' name. Raise your hands, brother. Receive from the Lord. It's the blessings of God that destroy the curses. It's the blessings of God that overtake the enemy. God's a good God. Say, Lord, I receive my Father's blessing. I receive everything you have. I receive your love, Lord. I receive from you your Spirit. The Spirit of Yahweh. Jehovah. The Spirit of the God of Abraham and Isaac and Israel. The Spirit of wisdom. And counsel, and might, and understanding, and knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. And Lord, I receive your love. Fill me up. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Now fill them up, Lord, and drive out anything else. Come out right now. As your love pours in, I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The promises of God are yes and amen. And Lord, I thank you for blessing your people. And Father, we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Take a moment to bless him. Take a moment to thank him. Take a moment to bless him. It's a grateful heart. Say, Lord, give me a grateful heart. And I would thank you. That I would be grateful. You've done great things for me. You're worthy to be praised. Lord, teach me the truth. Say, Lord, deception has to go. I need your gift of discerning of spirits. To discern between good and evil. What is you? What is not? To even know that something called you is not. I receive it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now take another deep breath. All that deception. In the name of Jesus. I ain't heard the bell ring. Has the bell rang? All right, we'll keep going a minute then. But thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. If you want more, say, I want more. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I renounce
all false giftings
that I inherited,
that
has been imparted to me.
I renounce everything
that's not really you.
All counterfeit
that comes saying it's you, that is not. Even prophecy that wasn't you. And I repent for every prophetic word that I've ever received that wasn't you. And I ask you to nullify the effects of those words. Lord, I repent if I've ever spoken a word that said it was from you. And it wasn't. I break the power
of
all witchcraft,
prophetic words,
and command these spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, that of the soothsayer that even came from the church, that of the preacher and the mutterer, I break the power. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, let him go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of counterfeit tongue. And demonic tongue. In the name of Jesus, every demonic tongue, let go. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord, I repent. If I've ever spoken in a counterfeit tongue, I renounce the counterfeit. Command those spirits to go. Now listen, while this is going on, don't pray in the spirit. Get delivered. You pray in the spirit later. It won't help your deliverance if you do it. Okay? Okay, it won't. This is a place to say, if it's in me, I don't want it. If it's in me, I don't want it. If it's in me, I don't want it. Hey, listen, our God's a deliverer. We want the real thing. And say, Lord, I renounce.
Lord, I renounce.
Clairvoyance.
Clairvoyance.
And every spirit that would imitate and counterfeit the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom.
I renounce
all demonic knowledge,
all
demonic wisdom, sensual wisdom, earthly wisdom. And I command these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. I renounce error. In Jesus' name. Now I want you to listen to this. You know you can receive truth and error from the same person?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So what I'm about to ask that you do is an exercise with the Lord. And if He shows you something, it doesn't mean you're accusing somebody as if you couldn't do it. But if you receive error anywhere, why would we want to keep it? And why would we want to be tied to a teaching that was a false teaching?
Amen.
And I'm talking about you could have been in a church that denied the gifts of God at one time in your life, and you're still tied to those people, and it's hindering even though you're walking now or giving you the false thing when you could be instead of the real thing, or it could be keeping you from another place in God because of what was indoctrinated into you, because of your ties to a denomination that had the form of godliness denied the power therein. So what I'm going to ask you to do is that we're going to talk to our daddy, who is our father, who we ask him. He gives us good things, right? Not bad things. He's going to show us the truth. And it's going to be a simple exercise of faith. We're going to ask it. And so listen, an exercise of faith. And the same person might tell you something. You got to test every spirit every time.
That's right.
Test every spirit and keep what's good. So you test by the Word of God and the Holy Spirit of God. First, if it's against the Word, if it's the Spirit telling you it's okay, it ain't God's Spirit. You hear? God's not going to tell you, I've got a divorce your husband, I've got a good one over here for you. Bless your husband. He might move you out of an abuser. Same way the wife. But you know how many people get a Word and think it's God? And then as a divorce comes up, it's really the hardness of the heart. Ain't no more God don't do anything. Listen, the devil will create something to give you what you want.
That's right.
If what you want don't line up with God's Word, you'll get confirmation. You hear me? First is the Word. Next by the Spirit. Does that Word apply to me in this situation? Right? Yeah. So let's just say, so I'm saying it very carefully because we're not pointing a finger at somebody.
Right.
And by the way, blind men do what blind men do. If you come out and somebody says, well, they should have known. Well, they were blind. Blind people don't see. And anything we see, anything I see today, I might not have saw it yesterday. Who am I to judge a blind man?
Right.
I should be praying for a blind man.
Amen.
These lost people that are doing all sorts of lost things, like abortion and all that, are we condemning them or are we praying for them? Because they're blind and they're going to bust their wide open. Do I want them to die and go to hell? If I do, then my heart is not the heart of God. That's the heart of man. I tell you right there, Jesus walking with these brothers and they said, well, Lord, you want us to call fire down from heaven? You don't even know what spirit you're in. He said, his word. But they were going to toast us. They want to toast the Muslims? Wow. I want to see them get saved. Boy, you better be glad you weren't born into that culture. I don't care. Listen, if you're born into a culture where you had the opportunity to hear the name of Jesus, you better thank God, no matter how bad the culture is, no matter what's going on, that you were born in such a place to hear the truth. And be grateful for that, in spite of the mess.
So the way this exercise will work is we're going to ask God, I'm asking you to show me if ever I'm linked to anybody in the spirit realm that has taught me an error that's hindering my walk now. And when the Lord shows you, you just close your eyes and listen. If He shows you, you might hear. You know, God speaks. He speaks in a still, small voice. He speaks in visions for some people. And some people just know that they know that they know. You just have an unction of the Holy Spirit. You don't even know how you know, but you know. But He speaks. He communicates. If you're not getting communication from God, there's something blocking the pipeline. And it ain't Him, except for because He wants to speak. He wants to communicate. Alright? But we want to make sure we're hearing His voice. Okay? But if we ask, and we're asking Yahweh, and we're finding the devil, and he shows you something, deal with it no matter who it is. Okay? You're not accusing them. You're getting free so that you can know truth. Amen? Say, Father.
Father.
If you will. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not accusing anybody of anything.
I have no complaint.
You've been good to me. And somebody that might have taught me an error also spoke life unto me. But Father, I don't want to be an error. I want to know any person.
Any denomination, any organization
that I'm still tied to,
where I was taught in error,
so that I can be separated
and walk freely
in your truth. I'm asking you to show me. In Jesus' name. And when He shows you, take one hand in the other and just chop. Say, I break that. Just break it. Just go through it. Whatever He shows you, just start breaking it. Just start breaking it. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says He's taught our hands to war and our fingers to do battle. And so there's war being done here. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I bind the strong man. I bind mind-blinding spirits. I bind deaf-dumb spirits. I bind any spirit that would hinder God's people from hearing from the living God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So you're not even trying to think this up. You're just receiving from the Lord. You're not trying to think anything up. You're just receiving from the Lord. He shows, deal with it. Thank you, Father. Now say, Father.
Father.
I'm asking you to show me anybody else. I'm linked to sexually. I'm linked to from control. Any other godly relationship. Any criminal activity. Any bloodshed. Anybody anywhere. I've made blood covenant with. Anybody. I don't accuse them. I bless them. If they're dead, hope they're in heaven. If they're alive, I want you to touch them, Lord, with your good hand. But I'm asking you to show me who I need to be unlinked from. In Jesus' name. Now, if He shows you, start chopping. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I bind you, enemy. Blocking anybody in the name of Jesus. Don't dismiss anything that's shown either. Don't dismiss it. You're not dishonoring anybody. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Holy One. You're holy, Lord. You're holy. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. 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 Lord Holy Spirit. Lord Holy Spirit. Forgive me. For all the times I've ignored you. For the times I've grieved you. For the times I've carried you with me. Into unholy places. Done unholy things. Forgive me, Lord.
I need you, Holy Spirit.
I need you, Holy Spirit. Lord, I lose myself.
Lord, I lose myself.
By your power,
by your power.
In your name, from any yoke of my father,
any
yoke of my mother,
any other yoke,
all self-imposed yoke.
I loose myself.
In your name,
Jesus.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
From the yoke of control
and the fear of losing control,
manipulation,
and bullying,
and intimidation.
I command all these spirits to go
in Jesus' name.
Every spirit
that
hinders me from being led by the Holy Spirit of the living God. Take a deep breath, let them go. Come on. Go to their father, go to their mother, Go. Self-inflicted yoke. In the name of Jesus, disobedient yokes, I break your power. Rebellious yokes, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I renounce every lie that says I'm going to stay this way. Then nothing will ever change. I command those spirits to God. And let them go. Every lie of hopelessness, every lie of hope deferred, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go. Every yoke of bondage, every yoke of slavery, every bondage again to fear, I break your power. Now let them go. The Lord will do to you in Jesus' name. Say, Lord, thank you for being good to me. I love you, Lord. Help me to fall more in love with you. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, I bless your people in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for them, and I thank you for people eager to see your kingdom come and your will be done in their lives as it is in heaven. And so, Father, I thank you for blessing them, filling them. So I send every spirit, we do now in agreement, every spirit that came out to the feet of Jesus for judgment, forbid them to come back, split, clone, multiply, in the name of Jesus, or attack anybody else, in the name of Jesus. We sweep this place clean, thanking you, Father, and the place next door, and the atmosphere above us, and we thank you, Lord, for your holy warriors that have come to do business. And the Father's business has been done. And Father, we give you glory and honor. And thank you for this meal you're supplying us with. Thank you to those that have prepared it. And Lord, let our fellowship be sweet and our words be pleasing unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.